Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be mainly cloudy. We'll have a high into the low 30s. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin, not as cold as it was yesterday. Starting things out fairly decent this morning. In Kenosha, it's 25 degrees, 21 in Burlington, Milwaukee 28, and it's 29 in Racine. The master education plan for Racine County is something new and which you'll be hearing a lot more about as members of local government, business, and the community in general band together for effective changes to have students ready to fill jobs with the right skill levels, Racine Unified front and center, including its image problem. During a presentation to the Caledonia Village Board last evening, Dominic Cariello, Director of Manufacturing Operations at Badger Meter, talked about his returning to educational excellence objectives after the Career Academies effort he was with got killed off by former Superintendent Tom Hicks, who then pushed the North Star Initiative, which he said didn't go anywhere.
The whole thing, it was taped. I think you can still get it. I'm the guy you hear in the background when asked, well, what do you think? And I'm the guy who responded, well, you can put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. That is Career Connections. You're just naming it something new, like it's something you did differently. And I said, that's a real personal assault to 205 people who committed themselves, plus the 105 plus teachers, to the Career Connections that you killed.
The retired Army Brigadier General pulling no punches and saying today's educational efforts are stuck on stupid and not working, which is why the Career Academies model needs community support.
To be partners with the district, partners at the academies, this is where you have a say. I don't know what each and every one of you do and where you work. You know where you are, that there's things that you said, boy, if they just knew this, right? If they were just doing this, I could hire some of these kids right out of school. I could bring them in the summer if they had these skill sets. Here's the opportunity to be part of that.
Block scheduling works, according to Cariello, citing successful efforts at Nashville and Rockford, while rejecting complaints about extended class time and this claim going around that Racine doesn't want it. Cariello believes continued community efforts to separate from Racine Unified are a mistake, while noting the future is being taught in today's schools. Caledonia President Bob Bradley voicing support for the Racine County Education Master Plan, with a resolution going to the full village board for consideration. The Wisconsin State Journal says that a top executive at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's largest business lobby, dissuaded the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation from contacting Kraft Heinz about its future plans. This before the food conglomerate announced the closing of the Oscar Mayer plant in Madison last year. Emails released to the newspaper show WMC had alerted the agency back in June that other states were seeking to lure Kraft Heinz plants out of Wisconsin. Those same emails showing the WEDC deciding not to contact Kraft Heinz after talking to business group official Jim Morgan, who maintains the conversation was about the company's Beaver Dam cheese plant, not Oscar Mayer. The Racine Community Development Committee is meeting tonight at City Hall. That agenda includes a public hearing on the recommended 2016 Annual Action Plan, followed by formal approval. The action plan is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, along with a multi-year consolidated plan to receive entitlement money for the CDBG home and ESF programs. Jeff Vitton is the city's manager of housing and community development. He notes that projected 2016 funding for all three programs has been reduced by 4%. And there appears to be a standoff between the city of Kenosha and the Federal Aviation Administration when it comes to the issue of skydiving at Kenosha Regional Airport. The agency has warned that federal funding for the airport could be cut because of the city's ban on skydiving activity. Meanwhile, Mayor Keith Bosman, according to the Kenosha News, tried to convince the FAA about skydiving being a problem for the air traffic controllers and the pilots of planes who are landing and taking off. An outbreak of a bacterial bloodstream infection in southern Wisconsin has been linked now to 18 deaths since December the 29th. That according to the state health office. The infection's been found in 44 people to this point, the majority of them over the age of 65. All those infected also have serious underlying health conditions, and while 18 people who were tested positive for the infection died, it has not been determined if their deaths were caused by the infection, other serious health conditions, or both. When any federal action might be taken regarding the Lincoln Hills Juvenile Facility north of Wausau is anybody's guess at this point, so says U.S. Attorney John Voudry, who says there's really no clear way to put a timeline on it, on possible criminal and or civil action.
We go how the facts take us, and if that takes us a long time to develop facts, if it means that no charges are brought, all of this is just wherever the facts lead us.
The Department of Justice now leading a probe into allegations of physical and sexual abuse at that facility for boys. Caledonia Police investigating a couple of daytime burglaries that occurred in the village yesterday. They happened on Newberry Lane and Tennessee Road. One of them about mid-afternoon involving two Hispanic males, keeping one of the home's occupants busy outside while a third man went inside. Surrounding law enforcement agencies advised about a blue pickup truck. Caledonia Police reminding the public about maintaining the security of their homes and contacting them about this kind of suspicious activity. The man accused of being under the influence when his car ran into a vehicle of an off-duty Racine police lieutenant waived his preliminary hearing yesterday on charges of operating while intoxicated with a child in the vehicle and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. 37-year-old Philandrick Williams entering that plea of not guilty to the charges. Lieutenant Al Days driving his personal vehicle when it was rear-ended by an SUV, pushing it into a car in front of him. He suffered a concussion and other injuries in that crash, but he still got out of his car and ran after the offending vehicle's operator until it stopped. Williams is returning to court April 1st for a pretrial conference. Not a real stretch for drivers here in the Badger State to believe that Wisconsin has some of the worst roads in the country. The U.S. Department of Transportation now says only Connecticut and Illinois have a higher percentage of roads in poor or mediocre condition. 71% of Wisconsin roads, according to the DOT, are in critical need of repair. The average repair cost, by the way, for driving on Wisconsin roads, $281 per driver per year. Decommissioning of the Iowa-class battleship USS Wisconsin back in 1991. Since then, there have been no naval vessels bearing that state's name. Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner, he wants to change that. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Sensenbrenner sent a letter to Secretary of the Navy Raymond Mabus asking that a Virginia-class submarine be named in the state's honor. In the letter, he says the state of Wisconsin deserves a place in the fleet, noting the state's long and storied history in the building and supplying of ships to the Navy. He says Wisconsin's own submarine would also serve as a tribute to all current and former Wisconsin sailors, many of whom have received some of the highest honors bestowed on sailors. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And U.S. News and World Report ranking the 100 largest metropolitan areas on such things as affordability, job prospects, quality of life, crime and labor statistics, and the rankings of the high schools and hospitals. And two Wisconsin communities make the list. Denver tops it all at number one, then Austin, Texas, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, and Colorado Springs. That's the top five. Madison showed up 24th, Milwaukee, number 72. WRJN.com is our webpage. Our newscasts are there whenever you want. Look in the local news section. At WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.